Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Next Friday, along with US President, Vice President J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's special envoy for Ukraine and Russia, General Keith Kellogg, will attend the high-profile Munich Security Conference, in which he says he will speak about the US President's goal to end the bloody and costly war in Ukraine. He has denied reports that he will use the conference to present a peace plan, but says such a plan is being developed and will be unveiled by President Trump in due course. Well, to look at what that might entail now, we're joined by Professor Dunica O'Bacon, who lectures in foreign policy and post-Soviet politics at DCU. Dunica, thank you very much for being with us today. We're heading towards the three-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine later this month. At this point, where are we now? How much territory does Russia have in Ukraine? How much territory does Ukraine have in Russia? And who is winning this war?
Well, in terms of territory, Russia controls close to 20% of Ukrainian territory, and that's mainly in the south and the east of the country. And that includes the territory that was seized during the first invasion in 2014. Now, since 2022, of course, as you say, we're approaching the third anniversary now of Russia's full-scale invasion. Since that full-scale invasion, Ukraine has liberated about half of the territory that was seized in the early months of 2022. But most of that kind of liberation, that counteroffensive, took place in 2022 itself. And since then, it's been a very entrenched, attritional type of warfare. And Russian troops have made some very small, very slow advances in 2024 in the Donbass region. And the Ukrainians have made a modest advance in Russia, which was unexpected. That was in August in the Kursk region, seizing about 1,000 square kilometres. And they've now been 6 months there, and the Russians have been unable to repel them.
And we are told now that a peace plan is being developed by the United States. Is that likely to involve then allowing Russia to hold on to some of the territory it has taken in Ukraine in return for peace?
Well, there's a lot we don't know because it's taking place behind closed doors. Only this week, Trump confirmed that he had had phone conversations with Vladimir Putin, though he didn't say when these had taken place and how many. The broad contours of what the Americans have in mind are beginning to emerge. One aspect is indeed freezing the conflict along the current attritional lines, and that would leave, of course, 20% of Ukraine's territory in Russia's hands. Whether Ukraine would accept that, of course, is another matter. There was a little bit of a reframing of the question in November in an important interview that Zelensky gave, where he said that he could conceive ending the hot phase of the war and temporarily ceding some territory to bring that hot stage to an end, but of course would be working diplomatically to get it back at a future stage. But what he would want in return, and this is the second part of any plan, are the security guarantees for Ukraine, because Ukraine has been burned very much before by its allies. It was made give up its nuclear weapons in 1994 in return for security guarantees. And of course, they were never respected by Russia. We had the Minsk Accords as well. So Zelensky has condensed it into two types of security guarantees. One is NATO membership for the parts of Ukraine that overwhelming part that Ukraine still controls. Or if that's not possible, then they want the nuclear weapons that they gave back. They want them back, essentially, the ones they gave up in 1994. The US has been very cool on both suggestions. And that's the big difficulty. If Ukraine is going to temporarily cede any territory, why would it do so when there's no guarantee that Russia would just not use this as a pause and then regroup and invade again, as it did in 2022?
And for Donald Trump, we know that he wants access to some of the rare minerals which are found in Ukraine, in Ukrainian soil. Is that likely to form part of a deal? Is he likely to commit American troops to defend Ukraine if he gets access to those?
Well, this is a very interesting aspect that has emerged in recent times. Trump has made, he's alluded to it this week. He's saying it's part of a deal with Ukraine. It seems that Zelensky is appealing to Trump's self-proclaimed deal-making kind of skills, and that he won't give any, you know, something for nothing. So Ukraine does have large deposits of uranium, lithium, graphite. Ukraine is saying it's worth trillions of dollars, but these are in areas that are either under Russian control or close to areas where Russia might control in the future. So they're kind of, in a way, trying to give the US a stake in a Ukrainian victory or a Russian defeat, which is, in a way, quite astute. And it seems to be working, because you know, Zelensky has mentioned it, but Trump is reiterating it now in interviews as a core part of any agreement that would mean US support for Ukraine.
All right, Professor Donika Obakon, thank you very much for speaking with us today.